to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.
Alright, welcome to Bills 57 Podcast, episode 20, yes, it's back, and we got Bryce on the Skype. How you going, Bryce?
Yeah, good.
That's the way, mate. What's been going on?
Not too much. It's been pretty busy lately.
All right, good stuff. What sort of news topics we got today for the show?
Just got some topics of Engadget, which is apparently, according to a survey, iPod Touch users are mostly kids. Android users are mostly male, and so on and so forth. So I'll get into that a bit later. It's pretty interesting. Nintendo Wii has now gone, I'm not sure whether it's a special edition or not, but they've changed it. You can now get it in black and white, which is pretty cool. Samsung's now making Skype on their TVs, not just for LEDs, it's now going to HD TVs, so normal TVs, which is pretty cool. And there's this thing floating around of a titanium iPhone case mod, which looks pretty cool. So okay. Yeah,
all right, good stuff. I was speaking about a new game that I bought the other day, BioShock 2 and Google Buzz.
Cool.
So have you used, well, we'll get on the Google Buzz first. What do you think of Google Buzz? Have you used it yet?
Google usually makes good products, but it seems lately they've been making pretty, I don't know, I really don't like Google Buzz, and I don't like, what was the other one they came out with, you know, like the instant email thing?
Gmail?
No, not Gmail, the, I know what it is, you know, you had to get the invitation to it.
Wave?
That was the one, Wave, yeah. Yep. Wave, yep. And Google Buzz, I really don't like, and I think that they kind of screwed up on that. I think that they're trying to take over every, you know, they're trying to take over Twitter now. They're in competition with Apple, and I think they're just getting way too ahead of themselves, and it's just not working.
Agree. It works well on the, I like it on the iPhone. You can look around in your area and stuff, and nearby and stuff, which is, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
And it works pretty well on the iPhone. That's good. Also, I went and bought a BioShock 2. Have you played this game yet, BioShock 2?
Not yet.
Okay, it's a pretty mad game. If you're a fan of that, I recommend to go and buy it. Got it for like $80.
Cool.
At Big W.
Cool.
So I've been playing a bit of that, and it's a pretty good game.
Nice.
All right, well, let's get into one of your stories now, mate.
The Boxy beta arrived to the Apple TV, which is pretty cool. Boxy is pretty nice. I think I spoke about this quite a few times before.
Yep.
But you can use the ATV USB creator and put Boxy on it, and a Boxy's pretty sweet. You know, if you have a VPN tunnel and that, you can watch US content. It's pretty cool. So yeah, have you ever used Boxy?
No, or? I haven't. I've never seen it. Never used it. Is it any good or is it good?
I mean, I like it. You can watch US content. At the same time, really, the US sees it, and you know, you can see stuff online for free, and you, when you watch it, you're not actually, you know, stealing it, because they play ads on it.
Okay.
And everything, so the producers get paid, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty unique.
Okay, with the shows, is it through the, it's through the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, does it buffer in that? Does it play straight away, or does it depend on the internet speed?
Yeah, it depends on the internet speed. Sometimes it can buffer. And sometimes it doesn't. Through VPN, I've noticed on the Apple TV, it does buffer quite a lot.
Okay.
But if you're in the US, it'll work really well, and it's really pretty cool.
Wicked. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
And the next topic is that they did a survey and they found out that Android users are mostly male. WebOS apparently was for women, but they did a survey or something and men also used it as well. And most iPod Touch users are kids, and they did a bunch of other stuff. Like, I think this is done with Google's AdMob, I think.
Okay.
But they found some pretty cool stuff on there. I'll see if I can put a link in the show notes, and you can have a look at that. But it's pretty cool.
Cool, man.
And the Wii they've now made black, like they had white before, and now they've made it available in both white and black, which looks pretty cool. The blue LED on the front looks sick with it, so it's pretty cool.
Cool. Alright.
And Samsung moved Skype to all HD TVs, which is pretty cool.
Well, how's that going to work?
I'm actually not too sure. This is the first time I've heard about it being on there, so I'm really don't know about all this. I might look into it a bit later, but I just saw this on the site and thought it was pretty interesting.
Alright. Okay, cool.
And someone made a titanium case for the iPhone, which looks pretty sweet. They'll probably link to the gallery as well. It looks pretty cool. Like, it reminds me of the old original iPhone, which I think was the best design that they had.
Yep.
Actually, speaking of iPhone designs, yep. what do you think, you know, was the best design?
I agree. I like the plastic. I like the black and the white. The plastic, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, I haven't had any problem with it. I haven't dropped it or scratched it. It's been looked after very well, and it works well. I like it, you know.
I mean, I like the original design because it had a bit more weight to it, and the only reason they could do metal on the original was because they had 2G, and they have plastic on the new ones because it's 3G and they need to get more reception, etc. But yeah, I really like the original design of the metal because it didn't scratch all the time and it was more sturdy, and I just really liked it, and I thought that the case is pretty cool.
Mm. Cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Alright, good stuff, man.
So, yeah.
Alright. Alright, anything else you want to add before we go, or is that anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
That's it? Alright.
Not too much has been going on.
That's good. And more videos soon from you too, Bryce?
Yep, definitely.
Cool, good stuff. All right, this has been episode 20, a quick episode. Hopefully we'll be back next week, I hope, if you're not busy.
Yep.
And, stay tuned for more. Thanks.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set. But he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need. And if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn.